It is a broadcast chip in a mobile phone, in a smartphone. What we do have in there is a small app that you activate to turn the broadcast chip on. Once it's turned on, you're not using an app to run the broadcast. So you're getting, it's like an old transistor radio has been melded with a new smartphone, and you're just getting all this great broadcast content at no cost to you. No streaming costs, no battery drain. It's just a fantastic development.
How far ahead of the rest of the world is Australia in this regard?
Well, we're walking lockstep with the rest of the world because there's a consortium of international broadcasters from across Europe and now Asia, including ourselves, that approached all the phone companies and said, whoever goes first will get $40 million US in free advertising for this phone. And LG said, pick us. So we did. And we're hoping this will be the first, just as when JVC put the first FM chip into a phone and everybody said, oh, will anybody else do it? And then everybody else did it.
The app itself, Digital Radio Plus, is launched with the backing of Commercial Radio Australia. Does it include public radio?
Yes, it does. The app, as I say, it's just, we call it an interface because it just switches on the broadcast chip. It's not, you're not then continually using that app. Of course, we do a lot of work and we work very closely on many, many issues with the SBS and the ABC. So yes, it lists all of our stations. So if you're an ABC or an SBS listener, you can find your station broadcast to you on this new LG smartphone.
Fantastic. And do you think this is ever going to make it over to Apple phones, iPhones?
Who would know? You know, Apple is unique. I think if Apple saw an advantage to them in including a broadcast chip, I think they would. So let's just hope that the other Androids come on board and Apple is being pressured by its own users into providing what we're providing through the Android system now.
Do you have any idea or any predictions or forecasts on how much market penetration you might get on digital radio in Australia through this latest initiative?
I never crystal ball gaze. Sorry, I won't do that. I mean, we're at well over 25% of all listening now in the five capital cities is done using a DAB Plus device. And we've now got nearly 500,000 cars on the road, where a couple of years ago we only had 42,000 on the road with DAB Plus. I hope it will be the same as with the motor industry, where a couple of makes put it in, so in this case one manufacturer, and then people keep asking for it. Well, why don't you have a phone with DAB Plus in? Or Telstra, why aren't you selling it?
Well, it's a world's first, so it's a very innovative product. It's not just an Australian first, but a world first with a built-in DAB Plus digital chipset in a device. So it's a 5.7-inch Android device, Google device. We're really excited about it. It's at an absolutely fantastic price point too, sub $500, $499. So you can get it from Optus and Virgin Mobile and our key retail partners. But we're really excited at the partnership with Commercial Radio Australia and Joan and team. But very exciting, innovative product. We know Australians love radio, so they're going to love the stylus DAB Plus.
The concern about streaming radio in the past has been that it's a data muncher. Is that a concern in this regard?
It's no concern at all. That's the beauty of this exact device. It's a built-in DAB Plus chip, so it actually uses very different technology, but it streams over the air and it does not chew up your data. That's the beauty of it.
Okay, and when's the phone going to be available to the public?
So 2nd of May and the 5th of May at Virgin.